BBC Sussex.
Delighted to welcome into the studio somebody who was, now I don't know whether he's hit 30 yet, but you were on the list of top comics under 30.
Yes, quite yet? I'm afraid the Sunday Times very kindly, about 5 days before my 30th birthday last July, said the best Irish stand-up under 30, and I went, yes,
lost that
just under. Well, you see, I feel I've got about, you know, about a year to use it, so I'm kind of, and then suddenly I'll jump to being 31 this July. But
so
yeah,
the name to watch, A.B. Philbin Bowman. Now let's just give a little bit of an example of the kind of thing that you do.
And this is when I had the idea for eco-friendly jihad, right? And the basic plan is that we could radically reduce carbon emissions if we all joined Al-Qaeda, right? Now, I know it sounds like a crazy plan, but think about it for a second, right? The major causes of climate change are airlines, oil companies, rich Western governments, and overpopulation. Okay, now Al-Qaeda has a comprehensive strategy to deal with all four of those, right?
You're brave, aren't you, to venture into these territories?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think that if you want to make climate change funny, and you want to talk about climate change, if I say I'm doing an hour of me talking about climate change, I will get about 12 people, all of whom are members of the Green Party, all of whom will already believe climate change is very important, and will probably put their hands up to correct me on at least 3 points. Whereas if I do a comedy show called Eco-Friendly Jihad, Save the Planet, Join Al-Qaeda, as I just played the clip from, then people will turn up, right? So I'm really interested in the world of... you see, the thing is, we live in this culture where people hear the word politics and the first thing they think of is a grey bloke in a suit who refuses to give a straight answer. But that's not what politics is. Politics is how we all get on together and how we allocate resources and who gets money and who doesn't. And it's actually fascinating. And so I'm trying to get it back to that really fun, dramatic thing. So I try to write about important stuff in a really fun, accessible way.
Do you ever
way.
Get people really offended and cross, though? Because Christ returns to Earth, he doesn't get through US immigration because he's a bearded Middle Eastern guy who wants to die as a martyr.
Yes,
what kind of reaction did
that get? Premise for a show I do called Jesus the Guantanamo Years. And the thing about it is, you know, people look at the title Jesus the Guantanamo Years and they think that just sounds really controversial. But if you think about it, Jesus wouldn't get through US immigration if he came back now, because he is Middle Eastern, he has got a beard, and he does want to die as a religious martyr. And when Americans see someone like that coming through the gates, they tend to go, uh-oh, and they assume they're a terrorist. So the point of the show isn't that Jesus is bad, it's that we've become so paranoid that we see a Middle Eastern bloke with a beard who's religious, who wants to die as a martyr, we go, suicide bomber, straight away, without really thinking. And so I wanted to kind of broaden people's horizons a bit, having grown up in Ireland and having had that growing up in Ireland, everyone thinking that all Irish people are terrorists in the 80s, I kind of wanted to go, no, it's more complicated than that. And even to this day, I mean, I do a lot of gigs. I was in Belfast at the beginning of the month. I did a lovely gig, sold that show, and love audiences in Belfast. And they have such a brilliant attitude. Whenever a terrorist attack goes wrong, like the underpants bomb goes off, and people went, oh, this is shocking, this is terrible. People in Northern Ireland went, that's just incompetent. That's no way to bomb an airplane.
And
they've got that lovely attitude.
You love Brighton, don't you?
I mean, yes.
You're saying to me, oh, you just love the feel.
This is my third year at the Brighton Fringe. It's a lovely festival. It's really been taken on well by Julian Caddy this year, who's actually one of the first people to believe in my first show, Jesus the Guantanamo Year. So I'm really delighted that he's curating the festival. I think he's doing a great job. I'm in upstairs at 3 and 10 tomorrow night with that show and The Warren. And then another show I'm doing called The Revolution Will Be Retweeted. What do we want? Global justice. When do we want it? In 140 characters. And that one's about sort of the weird crisis that we're in. I mean, you're watching the stuff that's happening in Greece. I mean, it's my mother. I just thought my mother must feel so vindicated watching Greece right now, going, oh, no jobs, no money. That's what you get for studying philosophy. Yeah, I can hear her voice. So it's about the sort of crisis that we're all in and why. I mean, one of the things that I find interesting looking at the financial thing in Europe is, why are all the Catholic countries in trouble? Why are Ireland, Portugal, Spain and Italy all financially in trouble? And then the Protestant countries like the UK and Scandinavia and Holland and Germany are bailing us out, supposedly. And also, why are we taking financial advice from people like JP Morgan, who've just lost, by their own admission, between 2 and 3 billion, right? They've just lost $2 or $3 billion. And I'm going, sorry, hang on a second, right? The worst financial decision that I made last year was not printing out my Ryanair boarding pass. How are you guys guys in charge? How did that happen? Why are we listening to you people?
Will your mother be tweeting about this?
Will my mother be tweeting?
Has she entered this age, the era of Twitter?
My mother doesn't even do email. She doesn't have a mobile. She is quite happily technophobic, and she thinks the internet is bad.
Isn't it a lovely world to be in, though?
Well, do you know, I'm delighted, because Twitter is the one place I can absolutely... I can know my mother is not going to follow me or know what I'm up to. Twitter, Facebook, email, I really enjoy them, and I love them all for that reason.